Well, one piece of information that would be very helpful would be to know what was happening in the city before the mayor got elected. And there are a couple scenarios that we'll talk about here, and see how just that additional piece of information could have a huge impact on how we evaluated these particular claims. So here's one possible scenario. In 1970, the crime rate was under 5. In the decade from 1970 to 1980, crime increased from 4 to 12, let's say. The mayor gets elected in 1980 and crime begins to go down. Well, this is a more compelling scenario than simply presenting the data as we discussed on the top panel. Here we could at least be persuaded a little bit that crime was going up, the mayor got elected and implemented some policies related to crime, and lo and behold, crime starts to drop. Now, it's not obviously a foolproof argument. It could have been that other things were happening when the mayor got elected and the mayor had nothing to do with it. On the other hand, if I saw this data, I would be more inclined to listen and pay more attention to the mayor than simply presenting looking at the data that was presented in the first place. So knowing what was going on before the mayor got elected is simply one question you might ask as a sophisticated student of measurement and statistics.